Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Automatic Sex Machine with 7 attachments, dildos, a masturbator cup, 80 degree adjustable climax engine from Best Vibe. So this is what's known as a sex machine, and while it looks like a 2-liter bottle, it literally is the size of a 2-liter bottle. It's actually like a piston that you can attach a dildo to or a pocket pussy, and it basically acts like it's either thrusting into you or jerking you off or something. It's mostly made for women. I'll just tell you that up front. All right, so again, it may look like a 2-liter bottle from this side, so let me turn it on its side. It may be easier to see the details. This is a pretty robust piece of machinery. It has very thick components. It's all metal. This has like some faux leather covering. It also has retractable suction cup legs for additional stability. There's 4 of them, but they also stick up for storage. This hinge is to raise and lower the sex machine. So it has these teeth. To lower it, you just have to pull the teeth forward and then you can lower it. Now, the only problem with this is for it to hit it doesn't go any lower than this. This is its lowest setting other than being completely flat. And it would have been nice if there were just a few more settings, but what are you going to do? Also, you have to pull both sides. You can't just pull one and it pulls both. You have to pull both sides with 2 fingers. I'm just going to leave it like this, though. The toy doesn't have any controls on it. The controls are actually on the power supply. So the power supply has to be hardwired into the back, so it's not battery powered at all. And once it's plugged in, here are the controls. So this is the only control. It turns on and it has like 3-volt for the minimum, 24-volt maximum. And I'll show you what it does. I'll turn it on. All right, so I'll turn it in the middle. This is like the middle strength. And you can see that that's literally all it does. It just goes in and out. And this inside is doing its thing. And then turn it up all the way. All right, there you go. And that's all this does. It just thrusts. Now this is essentially unstoppable. I'll talk more about this, but when I was using this with the pocket pussy attachment, I tried to jam it. And what I mean by jam it is I basically thrust into it as hard as I can to see if I can get the motor to overload and stop. This did not jam. When I pushed it with all of my body weight, it just pushed me back. So this is more powerful than all of my body weight. So, but that's all the machine does. So again, you have, turn it off. Again, the controls are on the power supply. And all this machine does is it just thrusts in and out, up and down, and you can adjust it using this hinge system. And this is as high as it goes. This is its highest setting. So you can have it be thrusting, you know, a little bit more than a 45 degree angle, but not quite perpendicular, but pretty high. I'm sorry, this is hard to see on camera because of the size of it all. On the end of the tip, you'll see there are 3 holes and there's like a button. And this is where the attachments snap in. They snap in securely. They fit into the 3 holes, they snap in. You have to push the button to remove the attachment, so they're very secure. So let's talk about those attachments. So let's put this to the side for now. All right, so I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. This toy is made for women. It's mostly like a dildo piston thing. There is a pocket pussy attachment, and I'll show you that right now. So here is the pocket pussy attachment. As you can see, it's got the 3 pegs that goes into the 3 holes. So this fits in directly to the thing and it snaps in. You can see where it snaps in with the little hole. And so this fits securely in. And then, but it's just a pocket pussy, right? So it's got the shell. You can take the insert out to clean it. It's your very bog standard pocket pussy. Nothing to write home about, but it works great. It basically feels like someone's jerking you off or possibly sucking your dick very rhythmically, but mostly feels like getting jerked off. which is fine. But again, this is the only attachment made for men. All the other attachments are for women. If you're in this sort of thing, of course. All right, we have like normal, you know, normal dick for, you know, Asians and white guys. Again, it's got the three pegs. It's got the thing where it snaps in. It's just your basic dildo. It does bend. It has like bendable parts in it, so you can like give it a little bend if you want. But this is just a small kind of realistic, penis. Then we have the penis anal beads, you know, double penetration one. So if you want like a, and look, it's not that big, it's about the same size as this one, but it also comes with like these little anal beads, and they're translucent purple, so that's fun. Then we're gonna kick it up a notch. Then we got this big brown dildo that's a lot bigger. It's about 25% bigger. Well, not quite 25%. It's significantly bigger and girthier than this one. So this is for people who are like, you know, I want something bigger than, you know, what I normally get. But then it has this giant black one, which has like ribs. It's like a bad drag. It's like a dragon dildo. You see those like bad dragon ones that has like the scales and shit in it? That's what this is. This is so thick. This is almost as thick as my wrist. So this is basically getting fisted with a giant cock. So, you know, hey, you know, someone out there wants to have a dildo that's as thick as someone's wrist, because that's how blown out they are. It also comes with this extender, which has little kind of circular things which you can bend. Now, they're not loose. You have to really kind of, you heard it, you know, heard those squeaks. So this does bend, and you can bend it into different shapes, and it does hold its position really well because it's not loose. You know, these little gooseneck things can sometimes be really loose. This is not loose, but it can be bent into different shapes. So if the piston is, you know, not hitting the right position you need, and you want to, like, for example, maybe it's too low, you can do this, right? And you can give it an extra inch or two in terms of height if it's too low and you need to reposition it to the perfect angle. So that's what this is for. And then we have, finally, we just have an extender rod. So if the rod's a little short and you just need to extend it, you can add this rod to it, and it's just like, it just extends the rod. And then you could put the attachment on the other side, whether it's the pocket pussy or whether it's these dildos or whatever. And there you go. But as you can see, all of this is simply to thrust back and forth with the machine. So when you're using the pocket pussy, it's thrusting back and forth, and it's like jerking you off. Or if you're using any of these dildos, you're, you know, having them go into your vagina and or anus, whatever you're into, or whatever you're into, basically. So you get a lot of attachments. Now, I only use the pocket pussy. I'm not into butt stuff. I have nothing against it morally. When I was a baby, I had a hernia, and the surgery they gave me for my hernia, it essentially made my anal pleasure centers basically not work. So I feel nothing, absolutely nothing. So I'm not morally against, you know, butt stuff. I don't feel anything because of this hernia surgery I got as a baby. So I can't really review anal toys because they don't do anything for me. It just feels like taking a reverse poop. So probably more than you needed to know, but just so you know, like, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do with all those. Anyway, so as far as the pocket pussy attachment, it does feel like getting jerked off. And because this thing cannot be stopped, like when you turn it on, like I'll just turn it on real quick. All right. This won't stop. You cannot jam this. This thing will push you back. Like, so if you want something that like has, you know, if you're used to jamming toys, this is a good change of pace. It will go at the speed you tell it to go at, and it won't stop or slow down. So it does feel good as far as this toy jerking you off. But this is just a bog standard pocket pussy, kind of a fleshlight style pocket pussy. It would be nice if there was like more going on, or there was more than one. This is clearly not made for guys. It's not made for with guys in mind. It's made for women. Now let me compare this to a toy that is made for guys. So this is the Leighton, I forget what the name is. I just call this my cowgirl robot. So this toy, here, I'll show you this end. So you can see here, there's a vagina there, and you hold it in this, you hold it like this, and this part goes up and down. And the controls, oh God, you can't see anything. I'm sorry, like this giant machine is too big. The controls are right here on the handle on both sides. And this is very convenient. So you just put, I'm gonna move this. All right, we're gonna move that off the desk because it's taking up too much room. All right, so with this toy, you turn it on and it starts out there, and then you can increase the kind of thrust, you know, like how much you want it to thrust. You can have it thrust a little bit, have it thrust more, and then you can increase the speed. All right. And this is good shit. All right. So now why am I bringing this up? I just want to show you, this is basically a sex machine that's built from the ground up for men. There's no dildos or anything that comes with this. It just basically goes up and down on your dick like it's either jerking you off or riding you cowgirl. And the controls are very intuitive, and it's portable. It even has like a phone holder clip. So, and this is not that expensive. It's about the same price. The sex machine is $259, and I think this is about $250 as well. But again, this toy was built from the ground up for men. And then, hold on, give me a second. And this sex machine, right? This sex machine was clearly built for women. It's a dildo thrusting robot that you can also attach a pocket pussy to, but it's not made for men. It's made for women. So here's the thing. If you're a guy and you just want like something to jerk you off or feel like getting your dick sucked, I recommend the Leighton, which is built for men. But if you swing both ways, or if you have a lady friend, if you have a lady friend that you can use this with her, then this might be a better buy for you, because she's going to appreciate all the little dildos and whatever. And you can experiment with, you know, double penetration, you know, like, because this thing can hit it from behind while she's sucking your dick or whatever. You know, if you want to kind of have a threesome without the infidelity part, you know, this could be a way for you to experiment with that sort of thing. But just be aware that, you know, aside from the pocket pussy attachment, this is made for women. It just has the one pocket pussy, which is, it's fine. It gets the job done, but it's very bare bones. It felt good, though. Is it worth $250? No. Because, again, the big thing is, again, you saw what the Leighton did, where it increased the distance, it increased the speed. All this does is increase the speed. It doesn't go farther or shorter. It just goes faster with the more power you put into it. But that's all it does. So it only does that one thing. It just does this little thrust. So it's fine. It's fine. But just be aware that this only does the little thrust, and depending on the attachment you use, it can be for women or for men, but it's mostly for women. And the price is, it's pretty expensive, but it's not as expensive as I've seen elsewhere. So these sorts of sex machines can go for hundreds of dollars. Now, this one is $259, but I've seen this go for a lot more than that, like $700, $800, $900. So this is actually a pretty affordable budget version of this sex machine. I've seen these go for a lot more. So if you're in the market for a sex machine, if you want a dildo thrusting robot for yourself or your lady friend or whatever, then this is actually, it works great for what that is. But if you're looking for a toy for men, if you're a dude and you just want something to simulate sex, while this has a pocket pussy, it's not made for men. The pocket pussy is kind of just tacked on. I recommend the other toy, which is the Leighton, which is built for men and also simulates, you know, cowgirl and sex and getting jerked off, you know, however you want to, you know, embody that. And I recommend that more than this. And they're both expensive toys. Both the Leighton and this are about $250. So these are high-end toys. So just be aware of what you're getting. If you're in the market for something like this, I recommend this, though. So just keep that in mind. Now, I do have a coupon code. It'll save you a little bit of money. And so that's about all I have to say. I'm very impressed, mostly with the fact that the mechanism could not be jammed. I mean, the thing is, the one thing, the Leighton, that does jam. All right, so if you thrust too hard into it or it meets too much resistance, the kind of the motor does overload and the toy does stop. This does not stop. This will keep going until you turn it off, and it won't slow down. And if you try to like push against it with all of your body weight, it'll simply push back at you. It doesn't, like, the motor does not stop at all. So just keep that in mind. It's very powerful, but it only does the one thing. But if that's what you're looking for, then this will solve your problems and satisfy your needs. So anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you, Best Vibe, for sending me this toy. Check out the coupon code. Check out everything on the Best Vibe website. So I know this is built primarily for women. They have a lot of toys, you know, toys for men, toys for women. Check out the website. Use the coupon code. It's good for the whole site. Anyway, thank you very much for watching. This is Turd Flinging Monkey, and I'll see you next time.